Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Numian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Traco Brainon, it's the first of a two-part feature about oyster reseeding in Dublin Bay. This innovative venture is being led by David and Marguerite Lawler from Watermark.ie and GreenOceanCoffee.ie. In this first part, we're looking at why the reseeding is needed and how it protects the bay. I recently met with David at the marina in Dunleary to ask him about the damage that's been done to our oceans and seafloors.
Yeah, so I suppose it manifests itself differently in different parts of the world. If you look at kind of coral reefs, for example, a lot of that is to do with actually warming temperatures, and where the softer corals now cannot survive and the harder corals are left, and that's where the bleaching is occurring. Mm. When you start taking away kind of species like coral and everything, then that hurts the ecosystem. There's less cover for predation, and as a result of that, then fish stock starts to reduce. So it's all very interconnected. Here's the same in Ireland, is that if you take away things like, or if seagrass, for example, which is very sensitive to water temperatures, starts to reduce, then that will die back. Seagrass is an ideal spawning ground for juvenile fish. Make great food for other predators, and the ecosystem starts to come adrift. So we really need to make sure that the ecosystem is functioning and working properly to allow everything to actually operate correctly.
And you're talking about the seagrass, that's important, is it, for the surface underneath the water to keep it in place and to stop things moving around?
Absolutely. So seagrass is one of these wonderful marine life forms where they certainly provide a lot of stability to the seafloor, but where they are really wonderful is that seagrass actually is a great source of carbon sequestration. So carbon being kind of sequestered means it's just photosynthesizing. Carbon's being taken from the atmosphere and is deployed into the through the root system into it. And the UN recently came out in the last year or two and have kind of classified as seagrass having a 35 times more potent, more effective at actually sequestering carbon than the rainforest in the Amazon, which is amazing.
So what important role does oyster reseeding play in the rejuvenation of the bay?
So the reason why the oyster is really important as a keystone species is that the oyster will filter feed 190 litres of water per day per oyster. Okay, so an oyster feeds on phytoplankton, nitrates, zooplankton, all of the small stuff in the water. And what that does is it actually competes for that kind of algae bloom that we often get in the East Coast in the summertime. So when the oysters are filtering the water, that algae bloom isn't as strong. So as a result of that, sunlight can penetrate the seafloor. Okay, when sunlight penetrates the seafloor, life starts to creep back, because seaweed and seagrass starts to photosynthesize. They propagate much, much better. And as a result of that, when you have the oysters and the seagrass, then it all kind of works really well together to prevent storm surge. You know, it reduces the impact of the waves coming in onto the coast, which helps prevent coastal erosion. But what's really, really neat is that when you have that marine environment with seagrass, oysters, and seaweed, that's where the fish come in to spawn. And that's a perfect area for juvenile fish to avoid predation. But it's also an area for, let's say, larger mammals like dolphins and everything to come in and hunt.
Okay.
So what you're actually doing is creating all the little building blocks for a really healthy, functioning marine ecosystem.
And this is all going back to that filtering system of the oyster.
Absolutely.
Clear the water. Well,
it's the keystone species element.
Okay.
It's like krill in the Antarctica. It's the same idea. And so in we don't have krill over here, but certainly in Ireland, oysters were very prevalent, and it's our job now is to try to bring those oysters back so they are actually self-seeding and hopefully to restart that process that we had, 300 or 400 years ago.
We'll be back with David Lawler next week for the second part of our two-part feature to find out how the reseeding works and how people can get involved. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on oursoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out oursoprotect.ie for more.